I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Plunta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, December 11th, 2017.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have nothing planned today. We just we usually confer with each other on the weekend, and we say, "Oh, what's in the news or what's interesting, what's happened." Say, like last week, we talked about something that happened to you previously. But this week, we're just like, what's the lingo that they use? We're tapped out. We have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, nothing going on.
Yeah. I mean, what have you heard in terms of, like, the next big celebrity to go down in this whole, you know, scandal?
That
always happens, isn't it, at the beginning of the week that we learn
Isn't Donald Trump something happening with him tomorrow? My brother just sent me a link.
Everything happens to Donald Trump at least once a day, and then
on a Monday, right?
And then something, and then the next day something else happens, and then, you know,
right? I think it's supposed to be more exciting on a Monday.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The one name that I've heard, actually, I just thought of this on Twitter and Facebook, is Mark Emery. You know, the pot.
Oh,
guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, he just seems like a creep. I mean, I've always thought he was a creep, but apparently there's an effort to take him down.
Is that really? I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I think from what I've heard from people in the media, that's the next person that. I know that they're probably working on something, and maybe I shouldn't have said that, but.
Well, I'm going to look into that now. Sounds interesting.
Well, we'll check out next week if that's the case. Otherwise, he's just a creep because he's, you know, a creep with a big mouth, really.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no.
But
we'll see what's up with that. We'll find out next week. I'm sure that should be interesting.
And I was just looking at the calendar. It's 2 weeks because Christmas is on a Monday this year. You know, it's 2 weeks to Christmas.
I know. Like, where did the time go?
Yeah.
That means it's almost New Year's too. Do you have any plans?
3 weeks to the first? No, I don't really have any plans, but for New Year's I don't. But for Christmas I've got a few things, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
But
I
just like to take the time off, really, and just do nothing.
I don't even I didn't take any time off. I mean, mind you, I never really take time off during Christmas because, honestly, I'm such a procrastinator. I get most of my shopping during that week.
Mm.
Then during that week, and I usually do it, like, while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
So then I don't have to have the children's with me. But, yeah, this year I am working. Again, didn't take any vacation. I'm probably going to do, like, the online ordering of my presents again.
So about a month ago, I ordered online. Because a friend of ours that you and I both know had a kid, and so I was thinking of getting from the Canadian Mint, you know, a set of coins.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, and I've done that for babies in the past, right?
Right.
I ordered that in mid-November, and here we are in mid-December, and it hasn't arrived.
Still don't have it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've gone to the website to track it, and it says processing. You know, it doesn't say shipped or anything like that. But
Canada, I guess, I assume Canada Post delivering.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my friend at work right now has ordered something. Just from Aldo,
mm-hmm.
But it's taken over 6 weeks. It's been delivered and brought back to the warehouse at least 3 different times.
Oh, you do that? You track it and then you see where it's gone?
Well, I try to, but, like, you know, it makes no difference sometimes. These delivery companies are, like, they get reckless during this time of year.
Yeah, I had that last year. I had a gift. Like, I went to a friend's house for Christmas, and so I ordered the gift days in advance.
Right.
And hoping by the time we went for dinner at their house, the gift
they'd
would be
there.
Yeah. And so, you know, I show up with no gift. The only one that doesn't show up with a gift. And I say,
how
no, it should have been shipped by now, you know?
Yeah, bullshit.
And
they're probably like, yeah, sure. Get the hell out of here. You're just a cheap bastard.
So we were at their house. And to prove, you know, that it was on its way, I, you know, looked it up. And then we saw that it had gone, it came from Kentucky or Philadelphia or something like that. And then it went to, like, Toronto, and then it went back to Philadelphia or Kentucky.
Like, what a waste.
You know, and, but I don't know if that's a computer thing or if it actually, the box physically went back and forth.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm wondering, because isn't that a lot for them to continue to, like, back and forth with the same package?
The fuel for the planes, yeah.
Well, yeah, the same box, like. Just eventually, come on, it's got to find its destination.
Yeah. So it, anyway. So it did finally show up, I think, like after Boxing Day, and I got a text from the person that I gave it to, and they said it arrived. I said, well, that's nice. And but I was concerned because it was I can't remember what it was now. It was either a China cup or a glass or something like that. And I was worried because it had gone through all the shipping.
Right, that it would be
busted, right?
Busted, yeah, for sure.
He said
and it
no.
was fine?
It was fine, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I saw a delivery driver leaving my work the other day, and he took one of these boxes with, pretty sure it had a printer in it, and he, like, threw it to the other side of the truck. I was like, oh, I'm sure that's going to be, that looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But, you do.
That'll get there in good condition.
Yeah,
I'm
I always wonder about that. Yeah, so I, like, the, 1 year I bought some friends like a China teacup set or something like that from Tiffany.
Right.
And so rather than ship it, because, you know, the little dainty handles, right?
Of course.
You get your delivery guy in your neighborhood who throws it, you know, it'll bust. It'll be broken, right?
Like this guy, yeah.
So I said, well, at the time, Tiffany charged for shipping. Now, I just went on their website this week and they don't.
Because it's Christmas, probably. They're
yeah.
They're doing that. Yeah.
So, but anyway, they said that, no, it ships free to the store. So I said, well, ship it to the store, and then I'll just pick it up. That way,
mm-hmm.
I can look at it, right? Let's see, the handle's still on there.
True, right. And then they can, so I guess if they ship it to the store, that means that the store doesn't carry it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, the
store doesn't, yeah. And, which was good because they, When Tiffany ships you these things, it's wrapped in the blue box and in a bow. Well, I'm sure
so they can redo all of that.
I don't know how to tie a bow like that.
I wouldn't expect. So I couldn't imagine you
barely tie my shoes.
Tie
so it was good. So I said, well, yeah, I'd like to look at it, you know, just to see if it's busted, and then the woman tied it up again in the frilly bow.
Nice.
But now I mentioned Tiffany because I was looking up. Last week, and I tweeted about this. There's a Tiffany store in the Oak Ridge Mall, and for people listening, it's the Oak Ridge Mall is on the west side of town, and I guess if people live in the neighborhood are fairly well off, right?
Yeah, it's a little more bougie.
Yeah, you know? So I'm on the website. It says that their phone number is 778.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, are you like that? Like, I mean, I take if people have a 778 number, because the area code of this city has always been 604.
So you look down on people that have a 778 number is what you're saying?
Or I just think it's a cell phone.
Well, and you probably assume it's a newer number.
Yeah, but I mean, the Tiffany store has been in that mall for like 30 years at least.
Has it?
Well, I'm sure it has.
I'm not sure about that, Joseph. I don't think so, you know.
Well, I mean, it's been there 20 years. I mean, when did we start getting the 778 area code, in the 90s?
I don't know that the Tiffany store has been in Oak Ridge for that long.
But you would think that they could afford buy a 604 number.
They're probably not that concerned. Like, who calls them? Who calls Tiffany's?
Well, I don't know.
Who calls anywhere?
I see that on the website, 778 whatever, I do... take a double take.
Yeah, like who calls any, I mean, really, to be honest, I thought about it just earlier. This is usually, sometimes the phone calls that we have is the only call I may have all week.
On your cell phone?
On my phone.
Is your number 7, I have to look at that because I don't even
know
your number.
No, it's a 604 number.
Okay, good. Well, then we'll continue the conversation then.
I mean, or else you'd hang up. I know. I'd have to call back from a 604.
From a landline, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's just ridiculous. But, you know.
But
people don't call.
And then I tweeted this, and then someone said, well, no, there are landlines that are 778. And then, so I was very tempted to say on Facebook, no, I was just making a joke, really, or, you know, one of these humorous observations. Not, you know, I do know that people have 778 landlines.
Right.
And then, so this guy said, oh, those are running out. We may need another one. And then some other snarky guy said, well, we already do have another one, 236. And that's, like, I guess the last year and a half, 2 years maybe, or less than that, since we've had that?
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that 236 area code, but I've not run into anybody that
It from time to time, but I don't know anybody that has one. You know, you get a message like, you know, 236, blah, 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 phone. And so, you know, I've seen it, but I've never, like, used it or known anyone to have one.
Well, let's see. It was rolled out in 2013.
Yeah, okay, so 4 years.
And so the 778 came out in 2001 for older.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm sure the Tiffany store's been in Oak Ridge before 2001.
I don't know. I don't think it was.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I'm going to have to do some research. I'll look into that when I go to work.
Yeah, but I still think, like when if someone gives me a phone number, I'll usually drop the 604.
And then, right, you just assume.
And then,
you know.
But I find it really funny, though. Like, you talk to people who are probably new to the city, and they always ask, is that a 604 in front or a 778?
Right, right.
And then you can tell that they haven't been in this town for that long. Right? You know? Because, I mean, if you give the number 681-1111, you just assume that's a 604.
604.
Front, right? You know?
Well, it's like, yeah, I mean, sometimes I've taken people's numbers and I automatically start the number in my phone with 604, and then they give me this 778, and then I end up with all these numbers.
And yeah, and it's worse when you're typing it on a phone or on a computer,
well,
right?
Yeah, because now I gotta, like, back it up.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well.
God. But anyways.
Did you see that story, by the way, on the news last night? Was it last night or Saturday night? The cab driver, the passenger filmed it.
The guy that was going to New West.
New West, and the driver wouldn't take him.
Said he was it was too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you a lot? I mean, I just remembered last night that it happened to me about 3-4 weeks ago.
No, you know what? Because typically when I take a cab, well, I can't say it doesn't happen. It happened to me once recently.
Yeah.
When we had our activist banquet in New Westminster. Uh-huh. And my friend and I were trying, we all had cab vouchers. Uh-huh. So we were trying to get a cab from New West. I was, anyway, from New West to Vancouver.
Yeah.
And it took a long time, and I assume it's because, you know, they had a lot of...
It was a Saturday night, wasn't it?
It was a Saturday night in New West, and it was also the same night as a big fight. So I could imagine most of the cab drivers did not want to leave New West, because there was probably money there for them, but because I'm sure with the vouchers, they're not getting their cash right away, and you know, so we had a hard time that night. It took over an hour to get a cab, but most times I pre-book my cab if I'm going anywhere far, so you know, the drivers, it's not like a surprise when I get into the cab. I'm not just hailing down a cab, right?
Yeah. Well, that happened to me about 3-4 weeks ago. I was at Canby and 8th at the liquor store, and I'd done some grocery shopping at the Save-On Foods, and so I decided that I was going to take a cab home rather than take the bus home.
Right.
So I was standing at the corner waiting to cross, because there's two cab stands there. There's one at 8th and Canby on the east side of the street, and then there's one on Broadway and Canby as well. But so this was on the west side where the liquor store is. And
right.
So a cab was dropping someone off, so I walk up to the cab. Open the door as she leaves, and then I say, stick my head in, and I say, are you for hire? And then he says, where are you going? I go, forget it. And then I closed the door and then went to the cab stand, and sure enough, there was a cab there. But, I mean, I guess we all know, And this is the argument that people use of why there should be an Uber or Lyft or whatever.
Right.
Because these cab drivers are you know, they're not...
They're selective, and yeah, they're not consistent.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Yeah, and it's, you know, I get it. It's completely inconvenient. And they shouldn't be able to do that. But we all know that they do.
So I was carrying bags in the night, so I grabbed my phone, and then I opened it to Twitter.
Right.
And then I wrote down Vancouver taxi, and then I wrote the cab number down, Cambie and 8th, but then I, unfortunately, it didn't post. So I can't remember the cab driver, the cab number now. So.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, so anyway.
It didn't post?
Yeah, it didn't. My tweet didn't post. So, you know, I'd like to say that, but I can't remember.
Yeah, well, no, that would have been great if you could have at least maybe gotten your tweet or gotten some sort of response to that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they get this backlash all the time. I don't know that it even bothers them anymore.
Yeah, well, the woman who runs Yellow Cab, Carolyn Bauer, and I know the name because I've dealt with her in the past,
right.
I had a problem with a cab driver once. I've never told you this story, have I? But the driver that left a threatening message on my voicemail.
No.
No. Okay. So I wait usually for a cab at Fraser and King Edward at the gas station.
Right.
Because,
to go to work.
Yeah, because usually the bus, I can see that the bus isn't coming, and if the bus is coming, it'll be too late, and I'll be late for work. Right. Because you can figure out that if the next bus is 20 minutes. And I've got work in 20 minutes, I'm not going to make it.
Probably not going to make it.
Yeah. So I dialed the cab from that address. And it's now programmed there, so when I phone from my cell phone, it says, do you want a cab at 4064 Fraser? Press 1.
Right.
So when I dial, I just press 1, right? And so I'm standing where I usually stand there, behind the sign, and waiting for the cab. And then so a yellow cab pulls in, and I get in, because I figure it's for me.
Right.
Well, it wasn't for me. It was for somebody. It was he was just like he's pulling in to get gas. And so the cab driver that had been assigned to me leaves this message like, I can't even remember now what he said, but he said, you shouldn't do that. I was the cab and you took another cab. And it was a very threatening voicemail, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Like you,
yeah,
you
get very
You watch out or something like that.
Oh my god!
So I, I immediately emailed the management of Yellow Cab, and then that's Carolyn Bauer.
Right.
She phones me. Oh, and so because it was on my voicemail, I could send her the clip or the message, right? And
oh
so she wrote me back, and she says, "No, the guy's suspended," and which was a dumb move on his part because they can look up who was assigned.
Right.
Okay. And so she sent me a cab voucher, or vouchers, I should say, because they're like $5 each. And so she said, yeah, no, we got to do that because, you need confidence in us again. And I have to say, I've been using Yellow Cab ever since. But, I mean, I'd have used them anyway, but, I might have stopped using them for a bit after that incident.
Would have been your alternative blacktop?
Yeah, I like blacktop, but see, the thing is, when you live in East Van,
blacktop
isn't around,
Yeah, we only have two choices, and blacktop is not, I mean, I go between the two of them, but yes, I mean, I pre-book most of my cabs, and it's usually yellow cabs.
Yeah,
I've had shitty experiences with both.
The best wins all the awards, and I've talked anecdotally with people, is McClure's. But, I mean,
they don't have
as many cabs as the other two, and so you can't find, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's, I can't remember about McClure's cabs. There was something special about them. But.
And then Vancouver, but again, Vancouver and McClure's don't have as many cars as Yellow.
As Yellow
Blacktop.
Cab.
Yeah.
Right,
Blacktop is not usually, Blacktop usually works in the downtown core. They wouldn't have drivers in, say, Fraser King Edward area.
Well, I think because they're essentially like independent contractors.
Yeah.
Most of them, so they don't really. It seems like they don't really give a shit about customer service.
No.
or, you know.
Well, until Uber or whatever decides to come in.
I mean, even then, I'm not sure how concerned they really are. It's just, I take a lot of cabs, too, and I used to have some really shitty experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, lately, knock on wood, they've been fairly good, yeah. But actually, the last time I took a cab, I think I was going to, I had a flight somewhere.
Yeah.
And I had the kids with me, or just one of them anyway. And the cab, literally, I pre-booked it, but it came early. So it was here about 5 or 10 minutes earlier than it should have been.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they called, like, he called and said, oh, I'm here. I said, oh, you're a bit early. Can you give me 5 minutes? And he says to me, oh, if you're going to be 5 minutes, you should call another cab.
Oh.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
What time of day was this? In the early morning?
Oh, yeah. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. See, when I figure, like, if it's 6 or, like, if I'm flying out, it's 5 or something, cabs are pretty easy to get at that time. And so, yeah. Just,
well, that's what I thought, but it took another almost 30 minutes to get a cab. And thank God I had woken up early and called the cab. Like, I was trying to do everything really early.
Yeah.
So I still had a bit of buffer time to call that other cab and wait for it.
Yeah.
But I was not happy. I was like, wow, he was early and I asked for 5 minutes, which would have been the time that he should have arrived.
Yeah.
And he told me to call another cab.
There you go.
Jerks.
Well, on that note, I guess it's a good place to end the show. I mean, we didn't have anything planned and we managed to fill the time. So
yeah, I think we always do a good job of that.
Yeah.
Whether it's planned or not.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's Two Peas in a Podcast from Monday, December 11th.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next week.